Sir Keir Starmer is likely to announce whether he will continue as Prime Minister after facing increasing pressure from within his own party in recent days to resign. Yesterday, the Business Secretary, Peter Kyle, said Sir Keir was reflecting on political realities. The potential leadership challenger, Andy Burnham, will head to Westminster today after his Makerfield by-election win. Our political correspondent, Joe Pike, says all the indications are that time is running out for the Prime Minister.
He spent the weekend with his family at Chequers, his country residence, mulling his political mortality. From every conversation I've had with figures within government over the last day or so, everything points to one political eventuality, which is that the man who walked up Downing Street less than 2 years ago, victorious after general election, may soon be walking in the opposite direction because his authority has really faded away.
Qatari and Pakistani mediators say Iran and the US have agreed on a roadmap towards reaching a final deal to end their war within 60 days after overnight talks in Switzerland. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said there had been major progress in the negotiations, while the US is yet to comment. The mediators also said that Tehran and Washington had agreed to set up a communications line to avoid incidents in the Strait of Hormuz. The UK's record for the hottest June temperature is likely to be broken this week, with highs of 38 Celsius forecast for parts of southern England. An amber warning of extreme heat is in place for parts of the UK. Tropical nights are likely for some areas too, where temperatures don't drop below 20 Celsius. Our climate editor Justin Rowlatt reports.
During the coming week, the Met Office is warning this heatwave will continue to build and expand. The peak is now expected on Wednesday or Thursday, with temperatures into the mid-30s across most of England and Wales. The all-time record for June, 35.6 Celsius, could be smashed, with some parts of the south potentially reaching a sweltering 38 Celsius.
Australian police say they've made the country's largest ever seizure of cocaine. 2.7 tonnes of the drug, worth more than £430 million, was found in underground bunkers at a property on the outskirts of Sydney. Two men in their 20s were arrested. In tennis, the 23-time Grand Slam singles champion Serena Williams will return to Wimbledon in the women's singles after being given a wild card. She's already set to play doubles at the All England Club with her sister Venus. Our tennis correspondent Russell Fuller says it's a brave move for the 44-year-old.
It was always about her feeling ready to return, and she obviously does think that practice has gone well enough at Wimbledon over the last few days. It is punchy to return as a singles player at the age of 44 after a near 4-year absence without any singles warm-up matches on grass.